See, we're going to talk all about volleyball. We got Prentice and Mercer tonight vying for a sectional semifinal victory. Coach Murphy will join us in a little bit from Prentice at about 9:20. We'll have the game on the air for you tonight. But we have head coach of the Mercer volleyball team, Robin Shinneman, with us. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Always an exciting time for Mercer volleyball, because this has kind of become a tradition for you guys to make a deep run in the tournament. So the school, the girls, this is what it's all about right here, right?
Absolutely. These are great kids. We have a great community, and this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah. My first question to you is, you have 34 kids in the Mercer school. So how do you do it without revealing the secret of Mercer volleyball? But you have been very competitive, very good in the sectionals, in the sectional semifinals, so close to state here recently. So I'm assuming that half of those are girls or so maybe 18 or so girls in the school. So how do you pull it off? How are you so competitive and so good at this sport with such few numbers?
Well, we start them young.
Yeah.
And it has, you know, kind of become a culture for our girls. And we, you know, our middle school program is fantastic. It's strong. It goes during the winter. And we have quite a good turnout for that with our middle school kids. And starting the fundamentals early is key. And we've got some girls that dedicated themselves to playing year-round in the club while also doing basketball or track or softball or whatever other sports we got going on here. Because, quite frankly, if everybody didn't do everything, we wouldn't have teams. And so, you know, it's just been a culture that we've established. And you know, the girls have bought in and done such a great job and just really committed themselves. And they have a fire. They have a want for success. And that's all it takes. You know, once they have that fire and that want, it kind of takes off, and it's contagious all the way through, from seniors all the way down to, we pretty much start them in third grade.
Yeah. And there has to be, you've had a lot of success recently, like I said, being in sectionals, finals. There has to be a burning hunger with you and the program right now to finish it off and get to state. It's been a while since you've been there, so that burning desire has to be really driving your team, I would guess.
Yeah, it's been a goal. You know, this is my 16th season, and we've been close, so close every single time. And you know, we always seem to run into that private school mm-hmm. team that is always very, very stacked. And you know, we can only do what we can do with the kids we have, and it's right there. We want it. I know they want it. I want it, and you know, the community wants it, and there's just a buzz about it. And this year is pretty special, so we're hoping for great things.
All right, and you've got what's turned into a pretty good rivalry with Prentice. You didn't match up with them last year. You were knocked out before you got to them, but talk about this. You did play them earlier in the year, but everything points to a pretty even matchup there at your Mercer gym tonight. So kind of talk about how the two teams, I guess, compare a little bit, if you could.
I think that, you know, when we played Prentice early in the season, it was the second week of the season, second week of actually playing. We had some new faces and in new positions, and it just took some time, and we still played them quite close in that match, and we're just a completely different team once we were able to find our niche and be successful with the lineup we have and the people where they are, knowing where they're supposed to be. And we've had a couple girls come on super strong here at the end of the season. I think maybe we're going to be able to make some noise tonight.
Yeah, talk a little bit specifically, if you could, about some of your seniors, about some of the leaders of your team that have taken you this year this far.
So we have three seniors, Jenny Klopadic, Eileen Shaneman, and Rylan Rossi have been with me since they were, they started in the middle school program with Sean and Amber Thompson, and then, you know, played club ball with them. And you know, I have to give a shout out to those two who have really helped to start our youth in that. And the three of them stayed with them the whole, you know, all the way until they got to me as seventh and eighth graders. And this year they have stepped up tremendously. Last year, Eileen and Jenny really ran the show, and Rylan has joined forces, and the three of them have been really unstoppable. When they're on, they are on. And it's really fun to watch the three of them lead and, you know, bring the team together and raise the level of play of the people around them. So they're great kids.
Talk a little bit about the strategy of volleyball. Is it a kind of do what you do best thing to win, or the adjustments? Are there adjustments that are made when you're playing a certain type of team, or maybe in the middle of a match, adjustments? Talk about the coaching side of it that I think most people don't really realize if they're not, you know, if they haven't been on the coaching side of volleyball.
So I spend quite a bit of time analyzing the other team. You know, when we play, I watch us, you know, and I am always more concerned about what we're doing instead of what the other team is doing. So I spend a lot of time outside of the being on the court time watching video on other teams. I try to make sure that the girls are prepared. And you know, they have Callie Heikkinen outside. She's a fantastic outside hitter. And, you know, we know what we have to do to key on her and make adjustments as we go. We've thrown around a few things this week, and I'm not going to let any of my secrets out for tonight quite yet. But
no.
I will say that we are going to be making adjustments on the fly tonight. And as soon as we see what they bring and where their players are, we're ready. We're ready to make those adjustments and be able to switch things up if needed.
Yeah. A lot of times when you get a program, Robin, to your level that has had the success you've had, you have to maybe travel to other places to get make sure you get good competition going into tournaments. But, man, with Phillips and with Prentice, and with a couple other schools that have taken their programs to another level, Northwoods volleyball has really gone up a notch, hasn't it, the last 5-10 years?
Yeah, absolutely. We had our conference meeting last week, and, you know, I did tell all the coaches in our conference that, you know, the game is growing in our area. And, you know, in order for us to continue to grow, there's kids that have to buy into it. And, you know, it's only going to get better, and you don't have to travel as far as we used to, although we did travel quite a bit this year. We went to Crivets. We played in Wisconsin Dells tournament. But there were some really solid competition this year around here. And it was a lot of fun to stay close to home and be able to improve as needed.
Yeah. I think unlike some sports, I think volleyball, there's a place for everybody. If you put the time into it and develop the skill that maybe some of the God-given physical talent abilities that weren't maybe given to a person at birth, there's still other ways that a person can develop in this game and contribute. And I think that kind of entices some of the players to come in and play, right? Knowing that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I do have to give a little shout out to the girls who don't always get the recognition. You know, we have some girls that came out for volleyball this year as freshmen that might not have gotten much playing time this year. We were fortunate to be able to play a full JV schedule, you know, but those girls come into practice every day. Sophia and Ariella and Emma, they come into practice every single day and work hard. And, you know, they are, if we didn't have them to play against, and all of our, we have like 9 managers from the middle school.
Oh, really?
You know, if we didn't have those kids to play against and work, you know, work against, we would not be the team we are, you know, and they came in day after day, and they were supportive, and that's important. It's not, nobody is more important than the other on our team. And yes, there is a place for everybody. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think the number one distraction for a coach in high school is homecoming, and a close 1B is Halloween. So you got the distraction of Halloween today. So it'll be an extra focus, I'm sure, for you and the coaching staff to make sure the girls are focused when it starts. Because when you're playing a team like Prentice, you better be ready to go, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked about, you know, there's some want for trick-or-treating. The half of the girls showed up today as all bald-headed individuals, and they're all pretty fired up. And I think we had The Rock and Kevin from The Office and Caillou and Mr. Clean and Pitbull and Gru. I mean, we had a whole Baltimore, and they all, you know, this is what they come up with on those 3-hour bus rides that we have to take, you know, and they, you know, there's a lot of fire there, I think. And it's my hope that they come focused when it's time and they haven't eaten a tremendous amount of sugar so that they crash like, they crash, because that would be really bad.
Coach, what's the best Halloween costume that you ever put on? Maybe the most memorable as a youngster. What comes to mind?
Oh, man. I think I was Little Orphan Annie for like 4 years in a row. And,
oh, yeah.
And my mom kept putting me in the same dress over and over and over again because she wouldn't make me another one. And I just wanted to be Annie.
Well, that works. Coach, we look forward. We'll be there covering it tonight. Congrats to you and the team on another great year. It's going to be a fun battle tonight, no matter how it ends. So congrats to you and the girls on another great season.
I really appreciate it. I'd like to just kind of give another shout out to my assistant coaches.
Yes.
Bob Shank, my dad, it's been great to have him next to me. Kelly Kohagi has been with me through the years, as Elena Severson has joined the staff this year. And you know, all these kids are just great kids, and we're really proud of them. And we really appreciate the community support, and we're hoping for great things tonight.
Mercer Gym's going to be packed. Going to be a fun night tonight. Robin, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Take care.
You bet. Head coach Robin Schinneman of the Mercer Tiger volleyball team. They will be in action tonight against Prentice in Mercer, 7 o'clock. If you want a fun atmosphere for an athletic contest, you might want to get there a little early, though. I don't know. It's going to be pretty jam-packed. We're going to get Coach